This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. It's Tuesday, and this is Living It Up While Beginning Again.
We're having too much fun.
Honey?
I'm sorry.
We're having a good time at our house recording. And we just, we're so glad to have you with us. I'm Scott, along with my laughing wife, Teresa. And, well, honey, we have a great topic if you can get to it. So, yeah.
Okay, y'all pray for me. All right.
Sharing is the key to freedom and healing. Let me say that again. Mm-hmm. Sharing is the key to freedom and healing. Mm-hmm. And if we're willing to permit it, the truth will set us free. Through sharing, we discover that we are alike, and we're not alone.
Yeah.
Well, that's a
really alike.
That's a good knowing.
That's a great thing about being transparent. And yeah. Being open with someone, you realize we're more alike than I thought. You go, yeah, because that happened to me 10 years ago.
As messed up as I am. In Proverbs 28:13, it says, "People who conceal their sins will not prosper, but if they confess and turn from them, they will receive mercy."
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what, that is an awesome, awesome verse. And I will say, in my personal opinion, when I started confessing my sins, first of all, of course, to Jesus, mm-hmm, but then to another man, mm-hmm, that's when I started to see my life completely change.
Of course.
I mean, and then I remember one of my mentors years ago. It's been over a decade now,
mm-hmm,
that I was saying things to him, and before I'd say him, I'd go, "Man, he is going to get blown away about this one, and he's going to send me out of his office, mm-hmm, because this is just too heavy."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'd say it, he'd just kind of look at me.
Yeah.
You say anything else? Mm-hmm. And of course, I'd spent several hours with him,
mm-hmm,
confessing my sins. And at the end, he looked at me, he said, "Okay, I can work with that."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, "I love you, and let's go forward."
Mm-hmm.
Let's let Jesus start healing you. Mm-hmm. If he had told other people to shame me, let's say.
Mm.
But I put my trust in him.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You know? And it was a way of showing Jesus, "Hey, man, if I can put my trust in man,
mm-hmm,
then I know I can put my trust in you."
That's right.
You know? And so when I mentor people today, I mentor men, and the first thing I'll tell them is, "Listen, man, if you don't mind being mentored by a sinner, I'm all in."
Yeah, really.
And one thing I'm going to tell them is, whatever happens between you and me, it's between you and me.
What happens in Vegas stays in
Vegas. That's right. So, and that gives them a kind of like a knowing and a kind of a
trust.
A shining of Christ, where hey, I can trust God.
Okay.
So.
Win. I know it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's so important to find. Sometimes they just appear in our life. There's a saying in recovery: when the student's ready, the teacher will appear.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of us like you and me, who've been hurt. Trusting again with that kind of relationship was difficult.
Mm-hmm.
When you know that you need to throw up on somebody, so to speak, but you've had such an experience of other people just taking advantage of you.
Yeah.
That's difficult. That's difficult. And so I had so many people that came into my life during that time I didn't know.
Yeah.
But they knew God. They knew the Lord. Like, I needed them to know. And he was working through them to gain my trust so that I could, have someone to talk to. And they'd all had walked in my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really an amazing experience for me when I went through my divorce like that. And how people begin to appear in my life. I didn't know that saying then, but I was ready. And, those relationships helped me grow and gain my trust again. And I was able to start the healing process, you know? Because that's what the Word says. Confess your faults to one another so you may be healed, you know?
That's right. And
it's not easy if you've got trust issues, and we understand that.
Or harboring any kind of secret or past, and you're not getting it out. It just eats you up inside, you know. And that's one way that the devil can use that against you. That, hey, man, you haven't told anybody about this. You know, you got a secret. You know what I mean? But if you told them, whew, they wouldn't like you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, like we always say, Satan, go back to hell where you belong.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a person that will accept us for our secrets, for our past, things we've done that we're not proud of.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Calvary and died on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So he will accept us
mm-hmm.
in our secrets.
That's right.
And then it says to confess it to man.
Or woman.
Yeah.
And when it's...
Or a woman, yeah.
When our secrets stay in the dark, meaning when our secrets stay within us and we don't share them with anybody, we become sicker and sicker. They become more and more real, and our thoughts become more and more polluted, and we begin to make more and more wrong decisions. But it's like when you're in your house and the lights are out, you know, the bugs come out,
mm-hmm.
and you turn the light on and they disappear. It's the same way with our secrets. When we start to shed light on them by sharing them with someone else, they start to disappear. And not only that, the enemy doesn't have that anymore to use as power against us to keep us in a dark, really sick, dysfunctional, isolated place.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my mind, it can be a real dangerous neighborhood, honey. You don't want to go there alone.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's why it's so important for us to just watch if we believe we're ready and say, God, I'm going to wait for the person that you're going to bring into my life. And he will.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't, when you understand his character, first of all, he doesn't want you to be alone. And second of all, he doesn't want you to be sick emotionally and spiritually from secrets. And there are people out there who walked in our shoes and have big hearts and listening ears. We just have to be willing.
That's right. I'll tell you what, it was very humbling. Mm-hmm. It's the most humbling experience I've ever had
mm-hmm.
When I admitted and confessed my sins.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was humbled and I was broken,
mm-hmm.
you know. But you know what? The alarming thing is when I committed to change.
Mm-hmm.
When God came into my life and really... said, you know what, man? Here comes the change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the old is gone, the new has come. And, that's really the only way we can get another chance in life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, is to confess it, accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And, man, just get ready for that change, man. It's like July 4th, you know, but 5 million times better. All the fireworks would go off.
The world becoming color again.
Yeah,
and you start enjoying things again, and things, life smelled good again, and you start noticing things that you were missing because
yeah.
your thoughts aren't so captivated by your secrets anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think, and you start getting stronger. Start thinking, wow, I didn't realize how much I've been missing out on.
That's right.
You know, because my thoughts had become so distorted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people would tell me things that went on during that time of my life when I was too ashamed to tell what was going on, you know? And I missed so many things that people tell me now, even I'm like, I don't remember that. Because my thoughts had taken over. I had allowed them to because I had no tools. And I didn't know the Lord like that. I missed a lot of things, honey.
Yeah.
Some of them I was even there.
Yeah.
Because I was present, but I was someplace else.
Your mind was checked out.
Yeah.
You know, and I just, you know, I just want people to understand that, you know, when Christ died on the cross, you know, the veil, if when you read the Bible about the courtyard and the holy place, the most holy place, and the customs in the Old Testament, the entrance into the most holy place was a curtain, was a veil. And only the priest could go in there. That was it. Nobody else could go in there once a year. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would even tie a rope around him in case he was engulfed in it, you know, to pull him out. I mean, it's really, really awesome if you, when you read that in the Old Testament. But my point is this. When Jesus died on the cross, that veil was torn in half.
Mm-hmm.
And any of us could enter the most holy place with Jesus. Okay? So tell him your secrets, your dark stories, your past.
Yeah.
You don't have to be scared anymore.
Mm-mm.
Okay? Because that veil has been torn by the blood and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't got to be scared anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? We've all had our secrets. We've all had our past.
You know, and I just believe there's people listening that, you know, actually want to be married again. Mm-hmm. Or maybe want to be married for the first time.
Sure.
But they're so full of secrets.
Yeah.
And some of them even believe that getting married is going to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that whatever the case is, it's going to take care of it. But you know what?
It'll just magnify it.
For me, I would want to look at that situation and go, I think God has probably got some things He wants you to work out first.
Mm-hmm.
And not to put that burden on your spouse. To work with Him as much as you can during your singleness to be a blessing to your spouse and not a burden.
Right.
To not give them a job before you've ever married them, and that is to take care of whatever this is you're not telling anybody about.
Yeah.
That's not fair. It's not God. He wants you to present yourself as holy and sanctified.
That's right.
For your spouse, more than that, for Him. So He can work through you and do amazing things. You do the desires of your heart.
Yeah. Well, Jesus told us in scriptures, you know, that you shall know the truth in John 8:32. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Who's the truth?
That's Jesus. So telling the truth to the truth
will set you free. That's good.
Yeah, that will set you free.
And let this other person be the one to help.
Well, some of you may think, you know, man, I've got too dark of secrets, man.
Tell the truth to the truth.
You know, I just got too dark of secrets. Well, you know what? You're listening to a man right now who used to think that. I used to think that my past was so horrible, that my secrets were so deep, that there's no way this God of the universe could love me. Well, I trusted in Him one day and found out that He'd been with me in my whole life. And that I could trust Him. And man, I tell you what, it changed my life. So listen, if you got secrets that are dark, if you got something in your past you're so ashamed of that you don't think that God could love you, He can. He doesn't want you to get cleaned up to come to Him. He wants you to come to Him so He can clean you up.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've never given your life to Christ, or maybe you have, maybe you're just realizing you didn't give your heart to Him and you walked away, maybe because of a dark secret.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? The way you can overcome this is to give your life to Him right now. So we ask you to pray this prayer. Prayer of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know You died on the cross, that You rose on the third day, and because of the cross, You say my sins are forgiven. And I'm asking You, Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I have deep, dark secrets. I have a past. And I am so humbled. I'm so honored. I'm on my knees thanking You for loving me anyway. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah.
Well, we thank everybody today, you know, who prayed that prayer. And we'd love for you to email us at info@livingitup.org. Or just, you know, any comments you may have, we'd love to hear from you. But you know what? It's Tuesday. We'd love for you to start praying about a church to attend this upcoming weekend. And, you know, ask them if they have a mentorship or discipleship program. We just know, you know, in our lives how essential having a mentor has been to help us, you know, when we're first walking with Jesus, and we can still call them today, you know, and maybe confess things to them as well.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
Tell the truth to the truth. Mm-hmm. Well, we sure love everybody listening. And you say, hey, you don't even know me. Because we do love you.
That's right.
And we want you to have a full life, all right? Mm-hmm. So remember, we're only as sick as our secrets.
Mm-hmm.
And God's made a way so you don't have to live that way anymore.
I say bye-bye secrets.
Mm-hmm. And hello, truth.
Yeah.
So we talk to you tomorrow. Keep living it up.
Well, begin again.